Hey man, this is Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I'm out here at the back of the house where we have some horses in the field behind us and, you know, wanting not to be one-upped by Steve, I have to come and show you so that you can see it's not just him. He's the horseman, but I also am close to horses. Today, I wanted to talk to you about like a concept that I often speak to guys when I first have an initial consultation with them, but seems to really help, and it applies in many different areas of life, but in particular in relationships. And so the concept is that you need to be able to, even in the difficult moments and difficult struggles when relationships are hard or strained, you need to be able to see two different futures and hold those both in your mind or in your consciousness, and be able to be okay with both of those. And the reason that I say that is that the path that you take to achieving both of those futures or one of those futures is the same. And what I mean by that is when you get clear on what it is that you want, what it is that you want to experience, who it is that you are and how you want to grow and what that means for you and what's the intention behind you and your being here and your life and the future and the things that you want to experience. When you get clear on all of that stuff, what direction that's going to be and whether it's this one person that you have been in a relationship with for a while or whether it's somebody completely different, what that's going to look like, what it's going to be full of, what kind of things you really want to have in your life, and you get clear on that so that you know you're going to create those and that you will experience those and you're not waiting for somebody else to make that happen for you anymore. You're actually just starting to make decisions from that place of this is what I'm going to have, this is what my life is going to look like. And so whether it's with one person or another person doesn't actually really matter at that point. It's much more about the intention behind what it is that you want to have in your life, what it is that you want to bring to life, what it is that you want to create in your life, and how you're going to go about that. And maybe there's a load of stuff that you need to learn and a load of things that you need to work out and ways in which you need to change yourself or to change your circumstance. But that you're committed to that, that you see this thing in the future and that you make a commitment to that. No matter how you're going to get there, no matter what it looks like, exactly, you don't need to know all of the details, but you make a commitment to that future in some way or another, that's going to be part of your life, and that it will be, it's a definite, it's something that you are going to have. And so this, when we're talking about relationships, is, yeah, I'm going to have a relationship that is enthusiastic, that is committed, that is passionate, that is full of desire, that is full of commitment to each other, that we both have a lot to give to each other and that we both respect ourselves and like ourselves and that we want to bring that version of us, that happy, you know, committed, trusting, loving and calm version of us into the relationship so that we can give lots of positive things to each other and so that we can create something together. So that's what I wanted to give to you today. The ability to be able to hold more than one route to what it is that you want to have in your future. And like I said, this works in relationships. It takes so much pressure off a relationship. It takes so much pressure off of somebody else and off yourself. But it works in every other area of life too. In work, you can do the same thing. You know, with friends, you can do the same thing. With personal development, you can do the same thing. Letting go of having to know how you're going to get somewhere, exactly all the details of what it's going to look like, and just making steps towards it. Okay, that's all I have for you today. Take care, guys. See you soon. Bye.